Now, speaking of love to have, we thought we were going to have one accordion player with us as we talk about the 5th annual Bulgarian Folk Festival. It turns out we have two. It's the good fortune today. Not only do we have Vladimir, but we also have his father here with us too. And we're going to talk about the 5th annual Bulgarian Folk Festival coming up. But before we do, we're going to take a listen to some music from Vlad and Dad. That was a lot of fun. It's very hard not to smile. It's very hard to keep still as you listen. Vladimir Molov and his father, Kamen Molov. Can you tell me a little bit about what you just played, Vlad?
Yes. So this tune is called, it's one of the...
We need to get his microphone on, who's over at the controls here. Hagod. We'll make sure that's set correctly. I want to be sure we can hear you.
Are we good now?
It would appear. Let's see. Are we? Let's try again.
Are we?
Nah, it looks like we'll check that microphone in just a minute. Chad, why don't you give that check? And as we do, I'll welcome Kathy and Fran, who are here with us. It's Fran Wheelock.
Wheelock, yes.
And Kathy Marin would have known for millions of years. And,
that's right.
It's good to have you here with us. The 5th Annual Bulgarian Folk Festival is happening. It's not too, it's next weekend, right?
Coming up. That is correct.
What are folks able to experience? It's not a closed club. You do not need to be Bulgarian to take part in this festival. It's at the West Mifflin Middle School. And Can you give us a sense of what's going to happen?
Sure. Oh, there's so much that's going to happen. The performances are at the West Mifflin Middle School on Friday and Saturday. That's the 7th and the 18th at 7 o'clock. And we have some exciting, exciting performances. First of all, Friday night, we are featuring a 34-member performing, award-winning performing group who has come all the way here from Sofia, Bulgaria. The name of the group is Zornica. And they are doing a short American tour. They are performing first in Boston. They're performing in Washington, D.C., and their last performance is right here in Pittsburgh. And we are just honored to have them. And then the next night, the performances at the West Mifflin Middle School starting at 7 o'clock, we have groups from across the United States. We have groups from Atlanta, Georgia, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Seattle, Washington, Virginia, and of course, our home groups here from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Otets Paisi, Danka, Sharani Charapi. So we have an exciting list of events coming up.
Now, to a newcomer that might be attending a festival like this, I know from experience it's a very welcoming kind of experience, right? You might already go to a Greek food festival every now and then where you see music and dance or other Pittsburgh festivals that are steeped in ethnicity. You know when you go to such a festival that everybody there is not necessarily of that background. So you should not feel shy about going. Will there be food, too?
Oh, there will definitely be food, yes. Both Friday and Saturday night, there will be food available. Friday night, we're having a pork roast and a rice dish. It will be mushrooms, parsley, and mint mixed in with the rice. There will be a dish that has chopped eggplant and roasted peppers and tomatoes. It's like a salad plus a potato salad and a dessert. The dessert hasn't been decided quite yet, but yeah, definitely there will be dessert. That's Friday night. Saturday night, there will be, I believe it's called, oh dear, I'm going to pronounce it wrong.
Carnacciata.
Okay, thank you. And that is like a beef and pork sausage that's twirled around. There will be beans and lutanitsa, and there will be a yogurt and cucumber salad. There will be a cabbage and carrot salad.
My favorite.
Parsley and dill. And there will also be pumpkin bonitsa.
What is that?
So,
pumpkin banitsa. Banitsa is a special Bulgarian, it can be savory, it can be sweet, but it's phyllo pastry with a filling.
I had a feeling it was going to be something like that.
Yes,
that sounds
it's absolutely delicious.
Delicious.
Tikvenik, and I can't wait to get some. If you want it, this will all be at the Vecherinka, which will happen in West Homestead at the Bulgarian Cultural Center.
So activities for the festival are both at the Bulgarian Cultural Center in West Homestead.
Correct.
And at West Mifflin Middle School.
Yes,
that is right.
So,
and what's the best way for people to find more information, a complete schedule at the festival?
I think to go to the website, and that would be www.bmnecc.org.
And that's Bulgarian Macedonian
National
Education
Cultural Center.
Cultural Center. Bulgarian Macedonian National Education Cultural Center.
You can also Google Bulgaria, Pittsburgh.
There you
go.
And
I think that's one of the first things that'll come
up. If we added an O at the end, it would be like a Necco wafer. NECBCM Necco. But yes, I think Googling Bulgarian.
Yeah, that might be just a little easier until you get used to it.
Yeah. We'll come back and talk with you a little bit more. Let me ask Vladimir now. I think we can actually hear you tell us a little bit about the song. What song did you open up with?
Yeah, certainly.
This is a song called Grajowsko, which is a type of dance. There are many songs written to be played for this type of dance. It's from the region of Bulgaria that is around the capital. It's the Shop region of Bulgaria. I have an interesting story about this particular piece, which I will try to tell very quickly. So my father here is a self-taught musician. He never had a teacher. Also, he doesn't read music or write music on a sheet of paper. And the funny thing is that, I mean, this is also a story of how tradition and music in Bulgaria is. So because he thought that it was a big disadvantage for him in his career as a musician, the fact that, you know, he could not read or write music, he wanted to correct that with me. So he started me on lessons and classical music, and I was playing my etudes and scales and arpeggios and learning theory and all that stuff and harmony. But I always wanted to play folk music, right? And he said, no, you're not going to play folk music until you establish good habits, you know, good fingering habits and stuff. And I was very diligent and worked. And then he said, when you become, when you're in eighth grade, that's when I'm going to start teaching you Bulgarian music. And I said, okay. Sure enough, I was in fifth grade, and, you know, I couldn't take it anymore. So he starts showing me stuff because I would keep nagging him. And this is one of the first pieces that he showed me. Now, keep in mind, he learned this from a radio when he was a kid. Now, how does one learn a piece from a radio like this when they're a kid is a little bit beyond me. So what he had to do is he had to listen to it. First of all, he heard it. He liked it. And then he started learning it little by little. So he would just figure out the first, you know, couple of, you know, motifs. And then he would have to wait until they play it again. And then wait until they play it again so he could get more and more of
and
it.
And where was this? Was this
in Bulgaria?
In Bulgaria, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, needless to say that, you know, I was a kid, you know, he showed me this. Needless to say that I thought that it could not be that accurate the way he learned that piece, simply because of how he had to learn it, right? And then later I became a rebellious teenager, as all we all do. And I saw a CD for sale of the author of this piece. And I had some money, and I just borrowed some money from friends also, so I was able to buy the CD simply for the purpose of proving my dad wrong. I just wanted to pop the CD in and wanted to say, you know, here, right there, you know, you didn't do that ornament exactly on the recording. And so I did it, and, you know, I was like, okay, it's like, you know, it's rebellion time. And I was quote-unquote devastated. He had it all 100% accurate down to the smallest detail. And you know, I decided not to be rebellious, but listen, from that point on, so. And he knows an incredible amount of music that he learned exactly this way, and I think that's really admirable.
And his first language is Spanish?
Bulgarian.
Or Bulgarian,
yeah,
you mentioned Spanish?
He learned Spanish. He lived in Spain for some time. He knows Spanish, but my daughter is teaching him English. He's just not quite there yet.
Yeah, that's. I wanted to explain why you're not hearing from him verbally as
right.
much, but it's wonderful to have you here. I really liked the part of that song where you both were playing on the lower, deeper notes together.
Yeah.
And I was kind of imagining people dancing a little differently to that part of it.
Right.
It's really fun to listen to. Let's hear another one. Kamen Molov and his son Vladimir Molov are here today playing, and each with an accordion. And here we go.
This one's called a Kopanica. Thank you.
There, you've got music from Common and his son Vladimir Moloff playing here at the Saturday Light Brigade. What was that one called again?
It's called a Kapanitsa.
A Kapanitsa. That was fun. And we also have with us Fran Wheelock and Kathy Marion Wood. And I'm curious, how did you get so deeply engaged at trying to make sure, I mean, we all have some relationship to our ancestry and our heritage, but you've really devoted a lot of time. And how did that come about?
Wow. For me, it probably started with the Pittsburgh Folk Festival because there are these, or there was this wonderful party that everyone looked forward to the Saturday night after the festival. I mean, it didn't even start until like 11 o'clock, and we would dance until the sun came up. And, you know, all you had to do was go to one of those parties, and you were sold on Bulgarian music and dance. And, yeah, the rest is kind of history from there. And I'm extremely grateful that they allow non-Bulgarians to participate. I feel partially Bulgarian, but ethnically I'm not. So, but I love the music, I love the dance, and it's really hard. You may not have noticed, Larry, but it's really difficult for both Fran and I to sit here, listen to this music, and not be moving our feet or tapping our hands. These are definitely, both of the tunes are definitely great dance tunes.
Oh, I did notice, and especially when they were warming up outside, I saw the two of you dancing where you had a little bit more room to step and strut. It's interesting. I never really thought about your ethnicity per se. Does your husband have any background?
No, not in Bulgaria.
I didn't even make that connection whatsoever. It's because you've been involved for such a long time. Now, Fran, I'm guessing, might have a more direct connection.
I have a little bit of a more direct connection. I do have a Slavic background. My heritage is Croatian and Slovenian. But at this point, the Bulgarian community has been so welcoming. The culture is so welcoming to everybody that I consider myself an honorary Bulgarian.
Now, one of my early introductions, the Pittsburgh Folk Festival, but also we had a lot of Bulgarian music on the radio at a time in the Pittsburgh area, giving people a chance to listen. And also, just many people working here that you could learn from. Mike just sent us a message asking how one can learn how to play the accordion. And
does one want to learn?
He would like to learn how to play. Yeah, he's limiting it. Well, he would just like one to learn how to play, not a whole classroom.
Okay, well, do you have lessons? Talk about that first.
Okay.
No, I'm joking, of course, yeah. But unfortunately, resources are limited. I know only a few people in the Pittsburgh area who teach accordion. I would definitely – I currently don't teach. I have a brand new baby at home, and there's very little time for everything else, but I could consider teaching. I have taught in the past. I could also recommend other people, depending on what kind of music they want to learn. Obviously – I mean, maybe not obvious to everybody, but it is very, the polka style is very prevalent around here for a good reason. And I know some incredible polka accordionists who would be happy to take on new students.
Well, that's good to know. So, Michael, we'll pass along your information to Vlad, and maybe the two of you can connect somehow. Now, I'm hoping we can recap about festival details and then have one more song because okay. It's so nice to have father and son together playing. So we're here talking about the 5th annual Bulgarian Festival created by the Bulgarian Macedonian Beneficial Association in West Homestead, which is the site for many of the activities that are taking place. But there are also dance activities and other performances, which will be nearby at West Mifflin Middle School, October 18th and 19th. If you go to the Bulgarian Macedonian Beneficial Center, almost education center.
The Bulgarian Macedonian National Educational Cultural Center, better known as a Bulgarian club, the Bulgarian Center.
There you go.
Yeah, in West Homestead.
If you Google Bulgarian Pittsburgh, you'll get there and find out all the details. Anything else you wanted to mention in our remaining moments?
Oh, I don't know. You know, the dance floor at the Bulgarian Cultural Center is 85 years old. It's solid maple, and it's known as one of the best dance floors in Pittsburgh. And it has been refurbished, as has much of the center, with all sorts of displays, and we even have air conditioning now.
Though, oh, that's nice.
I don't know if we need that in the winter.
Oh, you might.
With all of the dancing.
We use it year-round here, believe it or not, because of all the equipment. But so a nice dance floor, a chance to meet people,
absolutely,
a chance to discover something new, and to realize that there's just so... meet people face-to-face as opposed
there's a
to online.
A wonderful welcoming culture, food, drink, music, dance, entertainment. What more can you ask for?
I know.
What?
A father and son playing accordion.
Absolutely.
Together.
That's right.
And let me thank both of you for being here today. Vladimir, what would you like to play with your dad to finish up?
We'll play a choro.
Wow. Thank you to Common and Vladimir Moloff, and also to Fran Wheelock and Kathy Marin Wood. Thank you so much. The 5th Annual Bulgarian Folk Festival taking place this coming weekend, October 18th and 19th, Friday, Saturday. Details at their website.